Dr. Krylov, season 4, episode 19 of The Blacklist. Wrestler's got his mind screwed. Mr. Kaplan's burning down all of Red Shit. Let's get going.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, it's such a sad start. Oh, it's so sad.
I was really, like, hyped up until
I know,
this
I know,
started.
Like, nothing.
Oh, my God, it's a good song.
It is a good song. Welcome, everybody, to the Blacklist AfterBuzz After Show. My name is Joe Sanfilippo. I am joined by the lovely Julia Kearley.
What did you call
Julia? Wait, have you guys got some Julia? Julia Kearley.
There it is. Hi, everybody.
We are not joined by Joe Braswell because he is no longer a friend of the program, and I hate him, and I'm not going to say anything else.
None of these things are true. We love Joe Braswell.
Yeah, we do love Joe Braswell.
He's
a busy young man, and I don't like him anymore
because
he's a terrible human being. It is so nice to be here with you guys. This is episode 19 of season 4. Dr. Krylov. I don't remember how to pronounce it, but it was very Russian. Sound very Russian for to make your brain work. Lots went on this episode. Julia Kearley, what did you think of this episode?
Loving The Blacklist more than ever right now.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so much fun. And what I'm loving is that everything with the storyline is bringing everything together. Everything's fitting together kind of seamlessly. The post office, the Blacklisters, Lizzie's past, Mr. Kaplan, Red, their war. Like, it's all coming together. And I am so 100% in. I don't even recognize myself in the mirror anymore.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. I have a difficult time looking at myself in the mirror because you know what they did, and we talked about this last week. They let go of the Lizzie Red. Oh, if we tell them who the dad might be, then the whole thing falls apart. They kind of move past that, and the show's great now.
Yes, it's great.
They have freed themselves.
It's so much fun. Who knew that Mr. Kaplan was the key to Blacklist happiness?
Dude, I would say it's Special Agent Ed Hardy, but I don't think it is. I think it's Mr. Kaplan.
Everything.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And she's burning down all of Red's shit.
Yeah,
and
she's
it
an arsonist.
Serial arsonist. Isn't that what he called her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this because there's so much to unpack here in this episode. And internets, please forgive us if we skip something because the kids are in charge. As we have we get a little scattered. But if we do skip something, please feel free to remind us on the threads on YouTube or on iTunes. But we are going to do our best.
This was a jam packed episode.
Lots of ish going on.
They did it so well. What is this show?
I know. Who are you frippin' people?
Oh, pardon my language.
Okay, so we get into this a little bit. Where do we start with this? We start with Dr. Krylov, right?
Dr. Krylov and some guy named Morgan, and he's erasing some memories.
Yes, he's we catch him in in media res. Isn't that the Latin term in the middle of the action?
I
went to theater school. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
So
well, let me tell you some things. I went to a big school with letters that start with U. But in media res, I think if I remember right, it's in media res. So you have the scene picking up in the middle, and he's got the guy he's brainwashing, right? Mm-hmm. And we pick up, and I love that in the middle of the brainwash, who is this? I'm brainwashing someone. You want to brainwash somebody else? I'm coming. Okay. So I love that. He's like, well, I'm in the middle of some shit, but I'll get done with this guy in a minute. So we have a new assignment from Dr. Kaplan.
Mr. Kaplan. She's no doctor.
I just gave her a doctorate. That's not fair.
Did you also get to do that in your fancy school?
I guess we just bestow people doctorates.
Give people doctorates.
Would you like one? You look very fancy now. So we pull him off, and we don't know who he's going to be going after, but we do know that he's going to be coming to the U.S.
Yes, he is.
And we do know that there is. So he's got a hotel that he's staying at, and I don't remember how they figured that out, but they figured that out. They figured it out. Whatever it was detective stuff, and they sorted it out. So we sorted out the hotel he was at. The hotel clerk wasn't going to give him the letter.
Nope.
Which I
love that he like showed him the letter and gave it to her. It's like, oh no, you can't have that letter.
That's the only old school Blacklist thing that happened this episode. Where I was like, really? The guy's like, this is the letter you can't have. It's right here on the table, and I'm gonna put it away over here. And Liz, give me that damn letter. And he goes, you better have a warrant because I'm the guy behind the counter at the hotel.
Yes.
I've never worked at a hotel counter, but if the FBI comes into any job I'm doing, unless I'm like in the middle of some nefarious ish of my own, I'm not asking for a warrant.
Well, I mean, it's a federal offense to tamper with someone's mail, is it not?
Yes, but are you going to be
the actual feds?
You know what I'm saying? Like if two FBI agents walk up to you and they're like, hey, I need that shit right there. Would you be like, I need to see your warrant? Wouldn't I don't know about you. I'd be like, yeah, I guess. Can I see the FBI badge again? That looks really official. That's a gun. I guess. Here's what you want. That I'm just saying.
You're so easy.
I'm easy.
Oh no, I'd put up a fight.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, strong move.
Yeah.
Strong move. Don't F with Julia Kerley.
Don't you F with me.
But I'm probably not going to make you go to
the
warrant.
But I will protect the shit out of your mail.
Boom! Your mail is safe with Kerley. Flippo, it's gone.
Gone.
Just
gone.
Fair warning.
In the wind.
You know what? If a neighbor asks for it, I'll probably give it to him. I'm just saying, don't leave me your mail.
So, all right, so Liz does a little grifter action.
Which I always enjoy, you know?
Sometimes we forget.
She's raised
by a grifter.
Grifter.
She inherently is a grifter.
Sam raised a grifter.
She is not pink and perfect.
Not pink and perfect.
Kind of gross.
It's a little creepy. It's along the lines of moist. It's one of those, that's unpleasant, I know.
Ugh.
Pink, perfect, and I'm not going to say that word.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so we've got the mail, and the mail is an invoice for a truck, right?
Yes,
or a shipping container.
For a shipping container, yes.
And then we go to the shipping container and...
filled with medical supplies.
All the medical supplies.
Can't work without your medical supplies.
Can't do it. Can't be done.
But there's another. There's another way.
That's right. And then what was the other doctor's name?
That was Selma Orchard.
Selma. Now I don't remember the storyline that happened before with Selma Orchard. Do you remember?
There was an episode where she helped Lizzie recover the memories of the fire in the house where she shot her father.
Okay, right.
Those were the memories that were repressed 25 years ago by Dr. Krylov.
We think, or maybe 2 years ago.
Well, both, apparently.
Oh, okay. So you think he dipped in twice.
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely hired by Red 25 years ago to erase that memory from Liz's brain.
So 25 and 2 would be the two times that we
now
think...
Now he's claiming that he did it again 2 years ago. We'll get to that in a little
I'll
bit.
I'll make you deal. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
but,
right.
I don't know. But so Dr. Selma Orchard, Dr. Bouvet, remember her? Dr. Bouvet on ER?
No.
That's what she was.
Is that what
I loved ER. Yes! Oh my God. Anyways, I digress. She's the one who recovered those memories for her.
Okay, so...
So that's when Aram was saying, you know, I remember last time we dealt with this, Lizzie, it was pretty unpleasant, because it was unpleasant.
Oh, that's right. I remember. And she was in... Okay, I remember now. Yeah, she was all messed up. Okay, so that's the same doctor. So now we've got... Dr. Krylov now has equipment for to make memory mess with someone's brain.
Duh.
Yeah. So we assume, all of us, I think, a little misdirection, we all assume it's Liz. And we are...
Of course.
Yes, who else would it be? Because Lizzie. But not today.
Not today.
No. Mr. Kaplan, is not messing around. She's taking them down one by one, but Lizzie's not at the top of that list.
That was such a great reveal, and I love how they did it, you know, with him in the car with Laurel Hitchin. I mean, we'll break down that storyline, but that reveal that it was him in the chair that whole time with the doctor, and he's having
I was so relieved because when they broke in, so he goes and he at whatever point he gets kidnapped, we're not really sure when that happens, but we break in on him. In his mind, anyway, it turns out interviewing the witness, telling her he can protect her. You got to come forward. Yada yada yada.
Hated her. Oh my God, and her like droopy face.
Anyway,
sorry.
This seems mean, but yeah, it's true.
I really mean.
So we cut over to then we have the flash bomb.
That's when he got kidnapped.
Right. Well, no, I don't. Is that when he got kidnapped?
That's when he got kidnapped.
They had to
get him to that house.
They get him to the house.
The police officer who called him when he was on the ice skating rink.
Got it. With Gail.
He was working with the doctor. They show that later.
So
was the witness.
I get it. So they get him to the house. The flash grenade is where he gets kidnapped.
Yes.
And
well,
then
he
from
thinks
there,
that she's been kidnapped.
Right.
That's his last real memory.
I got it.
She's being dragged away.
So the flash grenade is where he actually gets kidnapped. Everything from there out is the planted
last
memories.
Last thing he sees is her being dragged away, but that was fake.
I got it.
That was an act. So really, he was the one being dragged
away.
He's
planting false memory.
Yes.
Okay. So then we have, at that point, we have Wrestler tied to a chair, essentially, getting implanted BS memories.
Yes, the memories of Laurel Hitchin picking him up.
That'll never happen.
She has this witness, Linda, and that Wrestler is forcing her hand to get rid of this witness because he won't drop it.
So that's all the fakey fake.
She said.
I like that line. That was good.
Yeah,
the Boy Scout
I wrote it
badge.
Down, of course. But yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
All right. So all that is the implanted memories. In the meantime, Liz and Samar. They're dispatched in a weird. There were a couple of a couple of just like you know from what's his name just oh you go do this. I just I, those are the Those are the Star Trek episode.
From Cooper?
From Cooper. Those
he was
are the
just directing people around.
Yeah, those are the Star Trek episodes where it's just like he's a horror. Yeah. Like he's just, incoming message captain. He's just giving captain stuff, boss stuff.
That's fine.
So they're going to go. Now, what happens first here? Now, Mr. Kaplan, we got Mr. Kaplan in the meantime. That happens first. In the meantime is burning down half of Red's entire universe with Werner.
Werner von Hauser.
Wow. That whole thing, I loved every part of that. I loved Werner.
Yes.
I loved the
Nicholas.
I loved the house in the country.
Oh.
I loved the whole storyline about Hans. I loved the story about the two maniac brothers that were hired, the $10 million. I loved that whole little side thing. I loved everything about it. I loved that it was a setup. I love that Red acknowledges it was set up. One of my biggest regrets. And I loved everything about that.
Yes.
And I love
make an enemy a friend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such good stuff, dude. Create
it was
a problem.
So cool.
Solve it for him. And now you got a buddy for life.
And now you have like an amazing alliance. Take over the world.
Totally true, too.
It was so cool. I love this episode,
it
man.
It was so well done.
Yes.
I've said it for a long time. The less we see of one character, the whole thing seems to blossom. Mm-hmm. So Werner and the Hans thing, and so we have Red. Go ahead.
Well, so first we have Kaplan, who leads him there. P.S. I have been on a couple trains in Austria, and they never looked like that train.
They're not
that
nice.
I want to be on that train in Austria.
You know, I love when they shoot on trains, because they don't shoot on trains, they shoot on train sets, because it always, I love when they have to, they make everything match, and they make everything work. But that particular train set was way too wide. They made it just too wide. It felt
huge.
It's
it's for shows like this that my first train ride in Europe was very disappointing.
Maddening disappointment.
Like, what?
You're like,
what is this?
I'm sorry. I was told this train was 40 feet across. I don't know why it's not.
Anyways, I do digress.
Yes.
And so we have Red following Kaplan this whole time. I love having Red on like hot on her tail and her always being one step ahead of him. I dig that. That's fun. So she leads him to Lucerne, which is Werner.
And I like the girl on the train. Quick little side note. I like the girl on the train. Are you Red? She said that you'd come through.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the phone.
Like that's
you're
our
kind
take
of
from
a
it.
Dick.
Here's
but
the phone.
Did she tell her to do that? Do you think Kaplan was like, and please, at the end of it all, kind of be a dick about it. I think throw a little asshole in there. Just see how Red responds. So she gives Red the phone, and now Red and Kaplan got a little special bat phone to each other.
Yep. So now we have Kaplan in Lucerne with Werner. She's the one who tells him that Red has lied to him for these last 25 years, that she reveals the entire story to him. And we know this because Hans is we know what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be his sons because Hans was one of the bodies that's recovered.
In the ice rink.
Yes, in the ice rink.
Yes.
Which can't wait to see in the following episodes what these other bodies are going to tell.
Lots of stuff coming out of the ice rink.
Yes. Oh, poor Werner. He was so heartbroken.
He was. And he wasn't a nice man anyway. You got to keep this in mind. Anybody we deal with in the Blacklist, these are not nice people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep in mind, Werner's probably whacked plenty of Austrians in his time and various other Europeans and whoever else. He runs a criminal empire.
Yeah.
So he loves his son Hans, and I respect that, but he's killed a lot of people. We shouldn't feel too much for Werner.
But still, this is a 25-year relationship alliance that was built on a lie.
Built on a lie, but of course, we find out Red is still the smartest guy in the room because...
Oh, yes. Nicholas!
Nicholas! And Nicholas shoots people good.
Real good.
Like, boom!
I didn't see that coming.
No!
There was so much fun misdirection in this episode. This was the least predictable episode of The Blacklist ever.
And I love that Red went into it, like, was still, like, with the open hand, like, okay, maybe we don't have to do it this way. He's like, oh, shit, we do.
He knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
He always knows
but
shit's going to happen.
But I liked that there was like...
He planted Nicholas there 25 years ago from the get-go.
And did not tell Mr. Kaplan.
Nope.
Mr. Kaplan didn't know about Nicholas. There's things you people don't know.
So did Mr. Kaplan think that Red was just going to be killed? And
that
was it? It was over?
I think so.
Huh.
I think so. But, I mean, it's a no-lose move for Kaplan either way, right? So even if there is a way for Red to get out of it, she still burned down half his empire.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no... There's no downside. Does
There's
that make
nothing
sense?
He can do now. He's completely abandoned in Austria.
Yeah, and he's got no plane. He's got no shipping. He's got none of the things that Werner did for him.
No.
That's
and it
all
was
gone.
Interesting when Nicholas was talking about, it's going to be a civil war. Like, this is a house divided now.
And that's interesting because now you've still got all these enterprises that have been run through through Werner's organization.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to control that. And power hates a vacuum. Power abhors a vacuum. I think that's how the phrase goes. But so anyway, Nicholas at this point is in a position to take all that over if he wins the Civil War.
Yeah.
But we'll see about that later on. I suspect we're not done seeing Nikolas.
I hope not. I liked him.
He was great. Yeah. I love those guys that are like so, you see them in real life and you see them in the movies too, that are just so well kept. They're trim. They keep themselves trim. They keep themselves in good shape. And they're just well-maintained, tight little guys. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Tight little guys.
He's a little guy. He's not a huge guy. But he's boom, boom, boom. Fast.
I know you love tight little guys.
That came out terribly. All right. Well, we all learned something today. maybe I should do some self-examination. Maybe there's some things about me.
There's no judgment here. If you like tight little guys, I support you 100%. We've been friends a very long time.
Yeah, I learned a lot today. Yeah, I'm so glad.
So did I.
Bum, 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 bum.
So did the rest of the After Press Podcast universe.
Well, whoever's listening. That's a good producer right there.
Yes, it is. That made me laugh.
So now we're finished with the Austrians. We know what's going on over there. We know that Werner is dead. A lot of his guys are dead. And we have a big civil war going on. And Red and Dembe are hiking through the Austrian forest.
Yes,
essentially.
Here's my question: if Red had in fact been killed by Werner, would Kaplan just sort of stop everything?
I think
so. Now she's so intent on taking down the post office as well because they refused to cut ties with Red. So now that's the whole reason that Wrestler was her target.
Well, if she ends Red, it's over. Don't you think?
So then she just walks
you
away.
Guys think?
Do you think she'd be satisfied with that?
That's a good question. What do you think, Interwebs? Okay,
I don't know.
Do you think if presumably Werner had actually killed Red, do you think Kaplan would have been like, all right, deuces, I'm done?
Or would she continue on her mission to, make right all the wrongs that she has helped commit?
So you think that even if she killed Red, there's a possibility she would keep...
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
All right. Well, tell us what you think. Let us know. I mean, I would be curious to know what you guys think about that because I hadn't thought about that. I really don't have an opinion.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Think about it.
I would think that she'd be done. Like, wash your hands, moving on.
Maybe.
But maybe not.
There were a lot of bodies that she uncovered.
A lot of bodies. Let the bodies hit the floor. All right. So we've moved on. We got Red and Dembe in Austria. And eventually they wind up in, it looks like, a cattle car, with some sheep and...
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that little exchange with the kid when he puts the hat on.
Isn't that nice?
Head. It's like, ooh, that's the next generation of Red Reddingtons
right there. Little humanizing of this guy. Oh, I like those kids. I'll be whack a bunch of fools, but I like that kid right there. He's cute. Okay, so we've also got, in the meantime, obviously Wrestler has had his mind massively effed with.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wrestler thinks he's on a mission from God to go bring down our friend Laurel Hitchens, who is not our friend.
She's not our friend.
She
did, in fact, kill Revan Wright.
She did. There's no question.
This is truth. But he has fake memory, so that would not hold up in court.
Nope. I do want to point out that he's kidnapped after the flash grenade goes off. He's tied to a chair. He's injected with propofol and various other drugs. Okay. He has memories implanted and still has time to shave. I have so much respect for Wrestler's commitment to being clean shaven. I cannot begin to express. I've never seen a man more interested in shaving. He should be doing Gillette commercials. The fact that he is not doing something for Harry's or Gillette is just absurd. Gillette needs to call him.
Okay.
They could have a whole campaign like when you need to shave six times a day.
Like Tom had with the Mustangs.
I'm telling you, Gillette, you're missing a huge opportunity here. This guy shaves every 15 minutes. Whether or not he's tied to a chair, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, good God.
Okay, so Wrestler is now, he's been programmed to go out and they're obviously going to dump him. Now, where are they going to dump him? They're going to dump him at Laurel Hitchens' house.
Yeah, they dump him in Laurel Hitchens' house because they programmed his mind to think that he set like a tracking device in her car and he followed her.
Right,
there.
He dumped the phone.
Yeah,
right.
And then he followed the pings from his phone. So now he's outside. He is convinced that Laurel Hitchens has this Linda witness woman and that they're torturing her, going to kill her, and that it's his fault.
Right.
That he forced her hand to do such a thing. So now he is on a mission to get in there and save the witness so he can avenge Revan Wright's death.
Got it. But in the meantime, Liz and Samar, we hunt down because the equipment from the doctor has a Wi-Fi built in
for upgrades. Yeah.
Goddamn upgrades.
So smart.
It's just they're appling us. They're just, we're going to upgrade your iTunes right now and destroy everything that you're used to. So is that how they do it? Apparently with memory machines too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, you know you're due for an upgrade, right? I don't want to do an upgrade. Oh, I like the way this works now.
I avoid it like nobody's business.
It's like a plague.
Everything. And it's just like the road to having to get a new phone.
Oh, it sucks so much.
They're good. They're so smart.
And you got your iTunes all set the way you like it. You know where everything is? Oh, we're going to change that. Why? We're Apple. We have to. Bye. Okay, so we know that they're going to change the doctor's iTunes, and that's how they're going to track this guy.
Do you think that in messing with wrestlers' memories, they also sort of messed with the chemistry because of his brain? Because he is usually quite the Boy Scout, but he was losing it.
He was Fermius.
He was losing it. He was pulling guns on a senator or...
Oh, an ambassador.
The Korean
ambassador.
The ambassador on Laurel Hitchin. He's a wild man.
He's out of control. But I think that's part of the programming. I think that I think you're right. I think that they amped up his mm-hmm. What's the show that Westworld? They amped up his aggression a little bit there. They tapped it a couple times.
I still have to watch it. I have it all on my DVR.
So damn good. If you have not watched Westworld, you absolutely should. Okay, so in the meantime, Liz and Samar have found...
They found the doc.
Due to the upgrades.
Yep.
They found the doctor. And the doctor is very comfortable in his knowledge. You're at the FBI. I want to see my lawyer.
Yes.
I don't say nothing without talk to my lawyer.
But then Liz goes crazy.
Liz goes... She goes full-blown Conrad Murray on his ass. She says, I will inject you with propofol.
Mm-hmm.
How much? I don't know.
I don't know much about it, but let's see what happens.
And she sticks him.
She does.
Boom! Yep. I don't like needles.
That's the second time we've seen that, though. Remember when Alexander Kirk stuck red, but didn't push down on the plunger?
I don't like
it's a good move.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Like the new pen to the neck.
Is that it? Stab, stab,
stab, stab.
So, and I like the threat too. I like the way she rolled it out. Like, I don't know. Can I inject this directly into you? What kind of damage will that do? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's figure it all out. And he buys it. He goes, he's in for it. She's going to Michael Jackson his ass, and he wants you to want any part of that.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
I miss that guy.
I know. Never going to have another one.
Nope.
So she says, okay, well, you need to tell me, to quote Braswell, tell us where the bomb is.
Yeah.
And so tell us where you sent Wrestler. So eventually he gives up the whole thing.
And tell her he does.
Yes. And then we chase over to Laurel Hitchin's. And, of course, we talk... We talk Wrestler down off the ledge.
Mm-hmm. In the nick of time.
In the nick of time. And then
showing his blown out veins in his hands.
Yes, look at your hands. You're bruised up, and they don't show him on his dome, but it's there too.
Well, that was...
Oh, from the flash grenade.
Yeah,
that's true.
That was always going
to
be there.
That would not have been important.
This was a fun character episode for Wrestler.
Yeah.
He got to do fun shit.
He got to do some I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
He got to do some damn it, tell me where the bomb is.
He got to do some acting.
Yeah.
And he was great at it.
And he shaved 46 times.
Oh my God, he won the shaving.
I won't let it go. I enjoyed it very much. And Lizzie comes in, and Lizzie does I'm going to get you, Laurel Hitchin, eventually. And she sounded very...
You're not the victim. You're a murderer.
You're a murderer.
And one of these days, we're going to prove it.
I couldn't remember the line that made me say that was the one.
Yeah.
You're not the victim. You're a murderer. Okay, so we know that Laurel Hitchin is a murderer.
Uh-huh.
And she is the one who did kill Revan Wright. And now we know that Lizzie is hell-bent, going to get her.
Oh, yeah. But then Wrestler got arrested. So either way, whether he had shot Laurel Hitchin... Or he didn't, and he was stopped. Mr. Kaplan still got her way, and he's still going down in some form.
Pulling out pieces
uh-huh.
of the team.
One by
plucky,
one.
Plucky, 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 plucky.
Because they didn't walk away from Red when Kaplan told
when
them
When she
to.
Told them. So Wrestler is, if you picture it as a chess game, mm-hmm. Wrestler is off the damn board. He's out. Regardless.
Yep, he's in custody.
He's in custody. My man is in, and I don't even know if he has shaving privileges in prison.
Oh my God. What he will really go insane.
How does that work?
He's going to turn then. He's going to flip. He's
flip
gonna
the
tell
whole script.
Just for a damn
just
razor.
Give me a razor. I'll tell you anything you want.
A basin.
All I want is some warm water, some soap, and a razor. I'll tell you anything you want.
Oh, hey guys up there, Golden Toe and Andrew Martin. Hi, everybody.
Oh, look at that. There's all our fun people.
Yeah, nice to see you guys. I'll have to go back and read everything you said.
Okay. One thing we're skipping, though, and we haven't talked about that we need to talk about is Special Agent Ed Hardy. A.K.A. Julian Gale.
A.K.A. Julian Gale.
I'm going to call him Special Agent Ed Hardy.
Really
I have
are.
To. Special Agent Ed Hardy, and we've already established that he is...
A close talker?
I guess. I'm pretty sure that's sexual harassment, Special Agent Ed Hardy.
God.
At the very least, you have a pretty good chance you're going to have to sit down with somebody from HR and have a quick talk about how close it is
how
to be appropriate. How close is appropriate to the girls?
How close is too close?
Because my understanding of HR and government is there's an actual, this is how close you're allowed to be, and you're making all the girls uncomfortable.
Yes.
Julian, no, we don't care that your name is kind of, you're not a girl, and you're not allowed to talk that close. So Special Agent Julian Gale eventually gets Liz over to the ice rink of death.
Yes, he does. He's been trying and trying and trying. She has been avoiding his calls. I mean, for all his douchiness, he's right.
No, he's the right guy.
Yeah.
He's
uncovering it all.
He's just bedazzled as all get out and uncomfortable making.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got it right, but that last scene.
Oh, Christ.
Can I get a little closer to you? Can I make you feel a little weird?
Oh, my God. I love dates. How about this date? How about this date? And then my favorite, I wanted you to see them.
Yeah, I didn't
want you to see me.
I wanted you to see them. Them.
He already got their forgiveness.
Oh, he's already asked. I don't know if he got it. He asked.
Oh, he's already asked. You're right.
But she hasn't, because she's an a-hole in Julian Gale's mind. Because he doesn't know. And SCI-7.
Yeah. I mean, SCI-7. They went on the run together for like a year.
Yeah, he knows what's up. He knows what time it is.
Yeah, like they're buds.
Yeah.
Who knows? The only reason that she's this like super agent is because of him.
And
he knows.
I like that he put it all together. I wish the character was a little less polarizing. All right, that's a nicer way to douche-tastic. That's a good way to put it. But he's putting it all together, and I like that there's an outside somebody putting it all together. I will say that he apparently went to the Ray Kroc McDonald's School of FBIing because he yelled at that agent, "Why you got empty hands, Georgie? You know I don't like empty hands."
Oh, God.
I'm like, that's like the Ray Kroc. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean. That's all I'm saying. That's like that's the McDonald's management version of the FBI.
That's funny. Okay, so I have a technical question.
I think you should ask it.
Is it sanitary or appropriate to leave all these bodies there for days on end?
You know, I'm not sure.
Like, why don't we take it to a proper morgue or a proper coroner's office?
Well, and here's another question. That's a quote there with the douchiest douche to ever douche.
That's a nice quote, though.
Golden Toe 3. I got a couple questions about that now that you brought it up. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Is that where we like identify bodies now?
And we just leave them there?
And just leave them there for days on end? I mean, I guess they're on ice.
I was going to say, or maybe you kind of do the math. You go, there's 86 of them. I can't put 86 bodies in any given morgue. I don't have the room.
Yeah.
And this is ice. And they've been pretty much on ice since they got put here. So, I mean, we can just do it here.
They're pretty decomposed for being on ice. I mean, I saw Encino Man and Brendan Fraser looked
great. He popped right the fuck out. I mean, not for nothing. El queso está muy viejo, donde está el sanitario? I learned Spanish from that movie. that's the cheese is old and moldy, and where's the bathroom?
I love that movie so
much. So good. For those of you who've never seen Encino Man,
I'm sorry,
and you should go see it right now.
Get out right now. Go see it.
And his Spanish saves his life from the bad gangsters. You remember?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, man. Oh, she's no good.
God.
But here's the question I got. Mm-hmm. Practical thing. Somebody owns that ice skating rink.
Yeah.
And some kid is not going to ice skating practice right now.
Oh, no.
And there's a junior league ice hockey team who's not practicing.
What if we're stymieing the next, like...
That's what I'm saying!
Pinsky. Was that her name?
I don't know. Somebody. There's a beautiful ice dancer in whatever the hell, whatever that is not going to... Right now, she's missing her, like, last lead-up to Olympic trials because... They have fucking red, burning stuff down. That's what you call collateral damage right now. There's a career in ice dancing that has probably been stymied by the amount of time the FBI has needed this ice skating rink. And she'll never get that time back.
Think of the children, man.
Think of the children!
Think of the sacrifices.
Damn it!
You know that kid's getting up at like 3 a.m. every day to make it to practice before school.
And now I got a question for you. Yeah. Where is she going?
I don't know, man.
I'll tell you where she's not practicing. Ice skating rink of the dead.
Of the dead.
It's not happening. Corpsey Corpse's ice skating rink and Froyo Emporium.
Oh, God, and think about the... like the mind F that they've been like living on this ice filled with dead
bodies.
Dude,
she's been doing triple Lundies or whatever the hell it is that you do. You know she's at home. She's crying right now. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. She's never going to skate again. Maybe mom's lied to her, though. Maybe mom's been like, no, no, there was just a child molester there. That's why. Do you think, like, what do you tell your kid?
What do you tell your kid?
Do you do like the, hey, Susie, you've been skating over the corpses for months or years? Or do you say, like, we don't go there anymore? I don't know.
I don't know, but we're really trying to unpack this.
I'm just saying there's some practical shit going
on
here.
Worried about the kids.
I do want to say one more thing about Dr. Krylov. And we were trying to figure out, because I love this actor, and he's been all over the place, and he's like my favorite actor that does this, the grizzled Russian character.
Are you gonna say it? Oh, yes, do it.
We were trying to figure out why we don't know his name, and then we looked it up, and we're like, it's unpronounceable. That's why. Rade Serbidzidzga. I know that was butchered. Rod? You think it's Rod? Rada Serbidzidzga. See, this is why. So I feel terrible that I butchered your name, but I have loved you for many years, and I think you did a terrific job. And the last thing we got to talk about is the last scene there where he lets her know, I'll make a deal with you, and I'll tell you.
Yes.
I'll tell you what we planted in Wrestler, and I'll tell you what we took out of Wrestler, and I'll tell you what I did to you 2 years ago. And she's like, 25 years ago. And he's like...
25 years ago,
you're confused. And he's like, no, 2 years ago. And she's like, what? And we're all like, what?
And then her usual response to anyone who gives her any information, you're lying. I don't believe you.
It isn't true.
I don't believe you.
She spends so much time on that Luke. Do it again. Hit it again.
I don't believe you.
She spends so much time equivalent on that Luke Skywalker. It isn't true. She spends so much time in The Empire Strikes Back. It isn't true. That it borders on the absurd. So this is where we left this whole thing. We don't know where it's going to go now. But something happened 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And she calls Red out on it. And Red flat out. And we all know Red doesn't lie to Liz. Red said no.
No.
I didn't do that.
That wasn't me.
But I've only hired him once. I hired him 25 years ago. I already told you that. I didn't do it 2 years ago. But he's saying, the doctor, Krylov, is saying to Lizzie that she found out something about Red and he couldn't have that. Now, when he says he couldn't have that, he didn't necessarily say Red couldn't have that.
Right.
It could have been someone else that hired him.
All right, well, we don't know what it was, so I guess we're going to find out.
I guess.
I think we've covered everything in this episode that we care to cover.
I think so.
Time to move on to... Do you feel anything that we missed?
I don't think so. No, I think we really got
it's
it somehow.
It's probably time to move on to predictions.
Uh-oh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you got, Julia Kearley?
Well... I'm imagining in the next episode, what do we have? Three left? Two left after this? Not much.
17.
What?
Left. 46.
394. I wonder who the next post office guy is going to be. Probably Rom, maybe.
Ooh.
To take out.
Oh, no.
I know. I think.
How do you
Kaplan...
take out a Rom? All you have to do is have a box of kittens somewhere and you can take a Rom out because he's so nice, he'll go and save him.
I know. All roads, I think, for Kaplan lead to Dembe and getting to Dembe to turn on Red. That's going to be like
what's
her
in
end
the box?
Game. What's in the box? And I'm kind of sad that Braz wasn't here to make fun of me because they referred to her multiple times as princess. And I'm like, jewels in those damn corsets. I told you she was a princess. She's a Romanov.
She's fucking Anastasia.
She's a descendant of Anastasia. I'm sticking by that theory. It's going to blow your mind. Season like 84,
right,
when it's finally revealed.
She's a Romanov.
Yes.
She was on ice from 1918 when they killed it, when they whacked that family? I may have that date
Jules
wrong.
Jules of the corsets. She's
done.
A princess.
Oh, and then
anyways,
the music
anyways,
comes up.
For reals, I think that roads lead to Dembe.
You think all roads lead to Dembe. Okay.
Kaplan, that's the pinnacle for her.
Well, obviously, I saw the preview, so I mean, I know that Kaplan and Red have to join forces to some degree or another because somebody's going to kidnap Liz. Mm-hmm. And God, why? But they're going to rescue her, I guess. So I got nothing. That's obviously what's coming. But I have enjoyed this arc tremendously. And
this is so much fun. Now I'm sad it's coming to an end.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I hope good things. And I don't really have anything else to add to it. Julia, where can the children find you?
Oh, children. You can find me on, where? Instagram and Twitter with my name.
Damn
Julia
right.
Carley. JuliaCarley. And guys, this is what he's scribbling. It's absolutely
nothing.
Nothing. They were
No, this is very, this is important stuff.
He just draws
stuff.
Lines the whole time. Nothing good.
And
nothing
you can
fun.
Find me on the Twitters at Joe Flippo, JoeFlippo. It was a pleasure, you guys. Have a beautiful night, and we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.